our company. And also the gentleman who trains every Monday morning, who's been, they both put together a training called Follow Your Bliss, which we are now working through the training that we went through for the weekend in St. George, and we're having calls every Monday, every morning for 30 days going through the information. It is so inspiring. I mean, I've been doing this kind of work, what are we thinking, at 40 years, and this is the most profound work. I'm just really so honored to be there, but I also want to suggest everybody, when Follow Your Bliss comes up, sign up for it immediately, because this is remarkable. So it's my great pleasure to turn the call over to both of these men, starting with the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, Udonna, thank you so much. I hope you're still enjoying your birthday week. Are you? Well, I think you muted out quickly. I hope you are. I hope you're enjoying birthday all week, all month, all year. Good morning, everybody. It's so good to be here. Welcome to our call. If you're new, which I know a lot of you are, it's a little bit, you know, it's just our style, and we welcome all of you, each and every one of you. We're all here to really be on a personal growth journey of tapping into our true essence, our true selves, having unconditional love and acceptance and just worthiness. And so because we're focused on how we can become the best version of ourselves, we applaud you and your efforts to become the best version of yourselves, although we do fully understand we're not in control of anything outside of ourselves, only the things on the inside of ourselves. And I'm so grateful about that. So welcome to our community. We spend 15 to 20 minutes Monday through Friday on this number. These are calls are recorded by Larry Fuchs, and he puts them at a beautiful website called personalpowerpodcast.com. You can just go there. And there are thousands and thousands of calls recorded there to choose from. I also like to always say on this call that we're huge supporters of Mechanic to Millionaire podcasts. I'm probably the biggest fan. I listen to them every day. I'm almost caught up to all of them. I think there's 10 that I haven't listened to that I'm diligently, through all the other study that I do, I'm listening to get caught up to all of them. There's like 173 podcasts, and Dave and Carrie MacArthur do a phenomenal job. They literally went from mechanics, not knowing where their next meal was going to come from, to multimillionaires. And it's fun to follow their logic on how they explain it to us on the podcasts. And they're in the process of coming up with their first book that a few of us are the test pilots for right now, which we're very grateful for. So I'm just so grateful. Dave MacArthur is such a blessing to me in my life, and I know to all of you in your lives. And so I ask you to listen with an open heart this morning as he shares and see what there is there for you. And welcome to our community. And with that, I met him while he was still a mechanic. I'm one of the few that can say that. Watched him become a millionaire and then a multimillionaire. And I think if we're here long enough, billionaire, I see in his future for sure. So, Dave MacArthur, welcome, brother.
Good morning, Lenny. Good morning, everybody. Magnificent Monday to you. Wow, what a great day already. Just full of energy and enthusiasm and seeing a lot of positive things that are happening out there and right here in our own community and in our own home. Break it down to our own lives. It's awesome. It's an awesome way to look at life. I remember somebody being asked, I won't share their name, but somebody came up to him and said, "You're just so optimistic. Why do you always see the best in people? I mean," you know, just like really upset. Like, why do you have such an optimistic attitude? And she said, "Well, because it's a better way to live. Plain and simple, it's just a better way to live, right? It's more enjoyable." And so I choose to live my life that way, and it's become that way. And thanks to your mentorship and handing me books and introducing me to this vehicle, you know, really helping and mentoring me along with Carl Lamar and George Ruiz, and it's just been a phenomenal journey. And a lot of people, I don't know that they consciously think, but a lot of people just feel that their stars are written for them. It is what it is. and it isn't what it is. Your stars are not written for you. They're written by you, right? And so I just wanted to share a little something that we talked a little bit about this morning. And think of two hamster wheels. Everybody's familiar with the hamster wheel, right, where you have a hamster in a cage and they can get on that wheel, and it's just in one place. It's like attached to the wall, and it has wheel bearings in it so that when they get on it, the wheel can spin, but it's staying in one place, right? And so that hamster could just spin and spin and spin and get his exercise, almost like a treadmill, but it's a wheel that goes around and around. And so I want you to put in your mind's eye two hamster wheels just side by side to each other. And one hamster wheel serves you and the other one doesn't. So we'll label the first hamster wheel as 3x5 cards. Whatever your vision board, if you're familiar with vision boards or gratitude boards or setting a goal and writing it down or making a 3x5 card and having your goal on a piece of paper. Now, a little bit different than traditional personal development, these goals, you've written them down as though you've already accomplished them. Like it says, before you pray, believe that you receive. So we're going to write them down in the present tense. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am a 13-star platinum in Isagenix. And even though in the physical reality, I'm at a 10-star. So I'm writing it down that I'm in present tense, 13-star platinum. That's what we would call, so above that hamster wheel, I put 3x5, representing a 3x5 card, because I carry them around in my pocket. I put them on one of those little rings. And I have these statements on them. And so 3x5, to the left of that, I would bullet point, new paradigm. A paradigm is the beliefs that we have and that we've accepted as truths in our lives, the governing truths and things that are in our life, the circumstances that verify those truths, that give credence to them, right? So that's our paradigm. So on the other hamster wheel, put drunk monkey above it. That's, we're going to label that wheel as the drunk monkey. And bullet point that one as paradigm, because that's a paradigm, right? Not the new, the 3x5 one should say new paradigm. This one should say old paradigm. Okay, so old paradigm. And under that bullet point where it says old paradigm, right, keeps us stuck. Keeps us stuck. So under the drunk monkey hamster wheel, you have bullet pointed, and I drew the hamster wheel, just made a circle. I have old paradigm and keeps us stuck. And on the 3x5 card, we have bullet pointed, or on the 3x5 hamster wheel, new paradigm, and then below that moves us forward. The new paradigm can move us forward. That's the stars. So you could even write, you know, destiny in that hamster wheel. You could write your stars, just, you know, your stars. What was it? A Knight's Tale, where, can't remember his name now, Will, I think his name was. His dad says, you know, write your own stars. So we'll just connotate that with stars in that hamster wheel. We can write our own stars. So the drunk monkey and that paradigm, that old paradigm, as we're writing our goals, I think everybody has a goal to have, do, and be more in their life. Now, not everybody writes them down. That's the 5%, 5 to 7% club actually write their goals down. And they did a study and followed those that wrote their goals down versus those that didn't from a college course. And the ones that did write their goals down, it was night and day difference for them and their success in life. So the old paradigm that keeps us stuck is going to be things that, as you're thinking about your goals and you're working towards them and you're reading your 3x5 cards, there's going to be thoughts that come up that say, yeah, right, you, and what gives you the right to do that? I mean, look at your life. This is this, 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 and this. How could you ever be that? That's the drunk monkey. And the drunk monkey is a paradigm. It's what's in our heads, what's stored away in our brains, our neural pathways, but they're not of your choosing. they're not of your choosing. They're things that have been handed to you and stored away by people that may or may not have been influential in your life, people that might have had your best interest or didn't have your best interest, people that were ignorant to what they said really does affect us. So that paradigm is just a hodgepodge of all the experiences, random, not random, you know, circumstances, environment, all of that is all in there. So can you imagine letting that control your life? And that's the case. The drunk monkey is controlling 99% of people's lives. 90, I'll say 98. We'll give 2% leeway there. 98% of people's lives, the drunk monkey, because they listen to it. And it's so deeply ingrained, they just accept it as being it is. They don't even argue with it. They don't even know the drunk monkey's there. They just accept those that inner self-dialogue as just it is. It just is. That's the way it is. But it's not the way it is. Your paradigm is not you. It's a bunch of information that's been, you know, arranged in a fashion that doesn't suit you. And so we can change that. And when I learned about that and how I could change that and what are the methods for changing that, what are the techniques and strategies for changing that, it changed my world. And in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, they had begun the conversation around you can change your neural pathways, the synapses. You can change the dendrites and how they make connections, and you can make new connections. And those new connections would be a change in inner self-dialogue. So you could, the environment could change your drunk monkey, or you can change the drunk monkey into becoming a sober monkey and doing what you ask it to do rather than it dictating to you what and why things are the way they are. So how do we do that? We 3x5 card it. And now they talk about plasticity, neuroplasticity, changing our brain around and restructuring our belief system and the things that we want to take on as a new way of doing things is totally proven now. Neuroplasticity has been proven. So we can now, and we create more brain cells. We're not just given a certain amount of brain cells and then we lose them. We actually can create and produce more brain cells. That's been proven now. So neuroplasticity is that I can take new thoughts, a new idea about who I am, what I'm being, and I can put those down on 3x5 card. Now, that's not going to change my neurological thinking, my paradigm, just by writing it down on the 3x5 card. But at least consciously, I get a concept or an idea of what it is I would like to be rather than what it is I'm currently being. So I used to be a mechanic, right, and used to suffer financially, and I had poor health, I was overweight. And believe it or not, I wrote down the things that I wanted on 3x5 cards before they actually happened. And you're seeing now in Dave MacArthur, you know, multimillionaire, in the best shape of his life, being able to do things that I couldn't do before. I planned that out. Like, I decided, I wrote my stars. And because I was introduced, and we can't get it across on this call, I'm just giving you, you know, the ended package of what has taken, you know, reading a lot of books and going to trainings and things like that on how to do this better, is I started to follow the techniques that they said on how I can change my stars, how I can write my own destiny, how I could write my own book. I'm the author of it, right? We hear these types of phrases and catchphrases all the time, writing our own book, becoming the master of our destiny, changing our stars. So I was taught how to do that, and then I played at 100%. I went ahead and just did what they told me to do in the books and in the videos and things that I was learning. And you guys are seeing the end result of that. So the very surface, if you just wanted to, like, get started on it, print it out on the 3x5 cards. And then as that drunk monkey comes up in your mind, as you're, it's called assuming the wish fulfilled, like seeing it in the present tense, I am so happy and grateful now that I'm a 13-star platinum in Isagenics, you're going to use a law. And this is what Udonna was talking about. It's called the law of non-resistance. Every time the drunk monkey comes up, just picture that street signal sign, you know, it has the red, yellow, and green light. Red tells you to stop. Every time you hear something that's going to combat you or contradict what you have written down, that drunk monkey's voice, every time it comes up, see the red light, say stop, and then get your focus back on what's on your 3x5 card as though it's already been accomplished. Just do that, and do that as much as you can, as often as you can, and guess what? That's how you facilitate neuroplasticity. You'll cause a little ignition. It'll be a very faint little spark on a synapse because it's just like a fleeting one. If we created a synapse immediately in a short amount of time with little effort, we would endanger ourselves, like our parents telling us that we shouldn't step into the street, a busy street, and then all of a sudden we watch a show or something where it shows somebody stepping into a busy street and they're fine. They dodge all the cars. In fact, they jump over them and they're safe. If we developed synapses really fast based on just wanting to have that synapse, just with little amount of effort, we would endanger ourselves. We would walk into busy streets and that would be the end of it. So it takes time and effort and focus and determination and commitment to facilitate neuroplasticity. Well, the 3x5 cards help us to stay consistent, focused, and not waffling back and forth on what is it that I'm being consistent in. I'm giving it the same message over and over again like a hamster wheel. So we're already doing that, but we're doing it according to the drunk monkey. Let's do it intentionally and just get in the habit of doing it with the things that we want, changing our stars. And I committed to that. I would wake up early. I would take at my lunchtime, instead of, you know, doing whatever I did at lunch, I'd sit in my car and do it. I'd find times during the day where I could sneak away and do it, and then I'd do it before I went to bed at night. Slowly but surely, getting those dendrites and those synapses to grow and to make new connections to where those connections became strong. And guess what? The drunk monkey's voice just kind of faded away as I focused on those things and accept those as it is. And then as I was doing that, my actions came in harmony with what I was believing. And that's what they call the law of attraction. Things just start to happen in your behalf because you're getting to first cause where things originate. And that's all inside of us, the thing that you have 100% control of. So, Letty, you know, what a wonderful, you know, this is like, how do you get that principle across in a 15-minute phone call? But you can go back and listen to this, and you can go back and start at The Mechanic to Millionaire and start at show number one, because we gradiently get into the principles so that you understand them more and more, building one brick on top of another, so that it makes sense. So anyways, Lenny, this is the law of non-resistance and drowning out the drunk monkey's voice with what I have on my 3x5 card is like my number one priority. It's the thing that is my number one priority from day to day. And like Nancy Vallon said, once you start to realize it, you want to do it all day long because it becomes fun and rewarding. So anyways, I hope that makes some kind of impact in somebody's life that helps them to go from what they already knew about that to that next level, taking that one step forward to maybe having a little bit more, maybe redeciding to be a little bit more committed to doing those affirmations every morning, every day, just whatever that next step is for you. I hope that this call somehow inspires you to take that next step for you and where you're at. Lenny?
Ah, Dave, thank you. Thank you for, gosh, just in a 15-minute call, really whetting our appetites. And I just want to add to that, to the invitation to each and every one of you to see if Mechanic to Millionaire is a fit for you, if you liked what you heard, if it made sense to you, if you were found yourself writing on napkins or pieces of, you know, any kind of paper you could see when Dave was talking. I know that I do. I'm getting good at writing these little hamster wheels because in the middle of the hamster wheel I have 3x5 card, the law of the 3x5 card by Dave MacArthur, and this is a law. And Dave has proven it over the last decade, 10 years now, doing 3x5 cards. No one has done more 3x5 cards than this gentleman. So, and look at him. I love how you said that, Dave. Like, we're seeing you, the healthiest version and the wealthiest version, the most joyful version of Dave MacArthur so far and you're knocking at the door of your fifth decade, which is amazing. You look great. You've never been happier. I just love it. I love that I got to witness it. And so, again, guys, I invite you to go into the depth of Mechanic to Millionaire. And the best way that I found, because I've tried them all, and I'm not, you know, that's one area of growth for me is technology, for sure. I'm learning how to do this thing called Zoom. I'm on my second one today, and then I have a third Zoom conference call where it's really cool. You can do it on your iPhone. But, you know, Dave and Carrie have written a book, a workbook to go along with this, and it's just in the test site. So just know that great things are coming to you. And maybe start reading A Happy Pocket Full of Money, listening to Mechanic to Millionaire. Oh, and back to that technology piece. On your iPhone, or I'm pretty sure on your Droid phone, I'm sure. I know a lot of people love their Droids, and I'm sure they have everything an iPhone has and more. So there's a podcast icon. It's like an app, I guess. My phone came with it. So I didn't have to download it, but I know you can download it. I think it's just a podcast app. And then just you get to add any podcast. It's so cool. So if you're going to find, you know, look for Dave MacArthur on that and spell MacArthur, you know, M-A-C, and then there's a space, and then A, okay, Arthur, R, you know, T-H-U-R.
Or they could type anyway, in Mechanic to Millionaire.
Oh, it's not through Dave MacArthur, it's Mechanic to Millionaire?
Yeah, the podcast is called Mechanic to Millionaire.
Oh, okay, thank you. That was the old way on the when we had to go search it. Okay, so anyway,
yeah.
Guys, here's the thing. Get there. It's Mechanic to Millionaire, and just download it. And there's new ones. I think you guys do two a week. Is that right, Dave? Two a week?
Yeah, it's been a little busy this week, so we kind of missed. But, yeah, typically two a week, Monday and Friday.
And you know, they range anywhere from 30 minutes to, you know, 45 minutes to sometimes an hour. I'm always bummed when it's over. But, I mean, go there. Do yourself a favor and start listening to this. And Dave and Carrie, they try to remember, and they do a good job. They get us to go back to number one. They finally got through to me. And you go back to number one, and then you listen, and there's this foundational principle of our nature, of our actual spiritual DNA, of the nature of how things work. When you understand more on a clearer basis, those basic items, all of this stuff makes more sense. Is that a fair thing to say, Dave?
Yes.
So I just really urge it, you know, and I hope, you know, and sometimes everybody finds their own thing. And I only have a few different podcasts on mine. And trust me, Mechanic to Millionaire is on the very top of the list. And because it's so good for my soul. And Dave, you said something on a podcast, and I want to leave us with this today. Our spirits are happiest when they're learning truth. They're like giddy. They get excited about it. And so if you want that feeling in your life, if you want more goosebumps, you know, go there, visit it, and listen to Dave and Carrie as they just have a conversation with you, and they're not in a hurry. And they just inspire each other, and those you get to be in on it. And so anyway, I think it's brilliant, and I'm just grateful, Dave, for these hamster wheels. I wrote on my first one, my old paradigm, and the one right below it, my new paradigm. And how exciting is it that the ability to change is inside of you? It's inside you. You, each of you, listening to my voice, it's inside you. And so it's inside me. And so we now, and Dave goes through, and Dave and Carrie, better than anybody I've ever seen. And I know I sound like a broken record. I'm just saying. And it's free. They're not even charging. And it seems like they totally could. I'm not going to say should, but they, you know, for sure they could a lot. But they don't. And it's right there. And so they teach us that the tools are inside of you and I. That is exciting. So, guys, thank you for being here with us today. As we have our Monday call, miraculous Monday, manifestation Monday. There's so many great words. Maintenance Monday.
Cleansing today.
It's all really,
yep. Maintenance.
Are you cleansing every Monday?
I am.
Right? Yeah. That's awesome. So, guys, let's rock our day, and let's follow through with this stuff. And remember, these 3x5 cards, they're going to set you back, even if you go to Walmart. If you go to Kmart, it's going to set you back. You're going to get probably a pack of about 100 for like a dollar. It's going to set you back a bit, you know. And I know I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but Dave, we are, one of our goals is to keep 3x5 company the manufacturers themselves in business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we have been.
So, guys, let's do this on this beautiful Monday. I'm going to unmute the lines. We'll do our traditional 1, 2, 3. We shout Isagenix because Isagenix is the vehicle where so many of us have found freedom, and we call it home. And if you're not quite on that journey yet, ask the person that invited you on. They can tell you more about that. We believe in that vehicle with all our hearts. That's why we shout it at the end of the call. We've been doing this for 9 years. We're really excited about that. And we just honor each and every one of you in your journey. And so here we go, guys. On three, hold on.
Unmuted.
Okay, guys, we are live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
I suggest.